Newsbeat. Bringing news to the nation, this is Radio Caroline Newsbeat, fast and factual.
Australia, Sir Francis Chichester has run into rough conditions in the Tasman Sea. Several hundred miles north of his position, there is a fierce cyclone that is causing strong winds and making the sea rough. China, following an incident at the Chinese embassy in Belgrade in which a window was smashed, Chinese members of the staff at the Yugoslav embassy in Peking have gone on strike in protest of the incident. America, it's been announced that since the 1950s, America's arms sales to foreign countries have increased by 600%. Last year's sales had a value of over £700 million. As a result of the American sales, Britain can't even sell enough arms to Germany to offset the cost of the Rhine Army. Russia. As a result of the present anti-Russian attitude taken by the Chinese, the Russians have complained over the recent rioting outside their embassy in Peking. They've also protested over the treatment of their embassy staff. London. Last night a man was shot outside a public house in the St. Pancras area. The incident occurred after a political argument in the pub between communists and fascists. The man was taken to hospital where he was operated on. His condition is said to be satisfactory. Industry. A campaign to spread knowledge of new production techniques throughout industry is starting today. Over 7,000 medium-sized industrial firms have been asked to cooperate in the campaign by the Minister for Economic Affairs, Mr. Michael Stewart. That's the news now on the weather front. This afternoon, the south will have a mixture of sunny periods and showers. In central and northern districts, it will remain cloudy with showers. The showery conditions will continue on Tuesday and Wednesday. However, it will become colder with frost at night in some districts. The current Caroline temperature check, 10 degrees centigrade, 50 Fahrenheit.
This has been Caroline Newsbeat.
Well, that's your lunchtime news. Next news will be this afternoon at 4:30 in the form of headlines on the Newsbeat. And wishing you a very enjoyable afternoon, John Aston.